Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 25th day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is day 683, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray, we daven, for their swift return home to their families, and of course, as always, we daven for all of the chayalim, who should be safe, and those in need of a refuah, shabbat refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Eli Karfunkel of the Forest Hills Jewish Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Karfunkel fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Karfunkel will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Chulim, where the rabbi will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up to receive the daily email. You can do so by subscribing at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. And to sponsor the program a day, a week, a month, we appreciate your generosity and your dedication to the program. You can do so at ou.org/call. Again, that link is ou.org/call. And you could do so for any reason, to celebrate a simcha, to commemorate a yard site, just because, but as always, we appreciate your generosity. Just one last housekeeping note. Someone messaged me yesterday. They said that you sounded exhausted on the call yesterday. Is everything okay? But the answer is that Baruch Hashem, thank God, everything is okay. Our family traveled back from the New York, New Jersey area Sunday evening. We had a 8 o'clock flight that was scheduled out of Newark, which had already been delayed, but it was an 8 o'clock flight from Newark back down here to South Florida. They delayed the flight even further in the airport until we finally got on board and they got us onto the runway. And then they kept us on the runway. And then they announced that there was 40 planes in front of us on the runway. And finally, when it was almost our turn, the captain shared that the route that the control tower had given was taking us too far out west because of weather, I think to the east, and that we didn't have enough fuel, and that the captain was trying to figure out a way for us to somehow get down. And unfortunately, by the time they almost figured that out, of course, I'm sure everyone here has had this experience, the captain timed out and was no longer able to fly. And they had everyone deplane. Well, eventually we deplaned when we got back to the gate. And by the time we got off the plane, the flight was moved. It was now around midnight to 5 in the morning. And we decided just to stay in the airport overnight. And we had a bunch of little kids there, as well as our oldest had a friend from camp. And so, and then, of course, the flight got moved to 6:20 a.m. So we spent the night in the airport. So, yes, that is why I sounded exhausted on the call yesterday, if anyone picked up on that, because we did not get any sleep, and it was a very, very long night. But in the scheme of things, and as my wife shared with me yesterday, when you think of all of the really incredibly special young men who are in Gaza, what we did was nothing. And so it was the smallest of things to have to stay overnight with little children in an airport, and we are grateful that we were able to get back. And with that, I apologize, I took 2 minutes away from this call. So bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Karfunkel.
Wow, I am exhausted just thinking about what you guys had to go through last night. So hopefully you get some sleep and you come back with some chizuk, some strength. And yeah, by the way, if anyone is ever in Toronto, please look me up. I'd love to say hello to you. I want to share with you a question. The question goes like this. In other words, if you think about the greatest moment in a musician's life, right, their greatest song ever. If you think about, you know, the greatest move a business leader made, like how did that person go from, you know, millions to billions? And who did they hire? What did they think of? Like, you know, when these guys are getting their award, like what's the moment they say, this was it. This was the thing I'm most proud of. And look, I'm a sports guy. So like, you know, if you're like interviewing, like, you know, an athlete, what was your greatest home run? What was the thing that like, ah, this is it. This is the video clip that I want to be showed for me when I'm 120 years old. So the truth is that, you know, you look at all these famous people and you can probably maybe predict, you know, what they would say if you knew their career. But let me ask you a question. In other words, I'm asking you, you know, what would you say was Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest moment, like his career moment? Like when they're interviewing him in like the Hall of Fame upstairs and they're saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, what was your greatest moment? So the truth is that, you know, if you took a poll, probably, you know, getting the Torah, teaching, you know, holding the tablets, like teaching the Jews over 40 years in the desert. Maybe you'd say the plagues. I'm a big frogs guy. Maybe it goes frogs. You know, you had me at lice. You know, maybe you would say the fact that he went out of his way to bring the sheep back. Maybe you would say, no, it was the fact that he got out of the palace and he cared about that fellow Jew and he knocked the Egyptian down and he saved the Jewish person's life. You can come up with 5 or 10 things that maybe would be the top 10. But the truth is, would we ever know the answer? And the answer is yes. We do know the answer to this question. The last pasuk in the Torah, and really the last Rashi in the Torah, the last phrase in the Torah says as follows, that Hashem, not a human being saying this is Moshe's best moment, but Hashem himself says, Yashar Koach Shashi Bartha is the last 3 words of Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu, you hit a home run, a grand slam, you're a Hall of Famer, this is your moment, Yashar Koach, by the fact that you were willing to break the luchos, to break the tablets. That's your moment. Not speaking to me for 40 days on cloud 9. Not getting rid of that Egyptian before you knew what would happen, right? The fact that you're willing to break the luchos. And the question is why? Why is that Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest moment? Rav Gifter brings down, Rav Fran brings this down, you can look it up, that the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu was that at this point in his life, everything was built up. He spent 40 days communing with God. He went through everything, ran away from Egypt, saved everything, and now he has the tablets. And he's willing to give it all up. He's willing to give up his moment, his career. You know, who knows Hashem's next move? Okay, Moshe, you broke the tablets, you know, let's get Yeshua on board now. You were good for Egypt. You're not good for the desert. Maybe Moshe should have just held on to the tablets and well, I'll give you the tablet back, you know, in a week from now when you behave. Moshe had so much integrity, he didn't care about anything else but doing what was right. He lived with integrity. And even when he felt that maybe, you know, I should do it another way, he only said, I want to do the right thing. In our lives as well, we have so many times we can climb up the corporate ladder, we can take a shortcut with our friends, with our family, but ultimately, we will not be living a life of integrity. And sometimes at that moment, you have to say, who am I? Am I ready to take that next step, to cut the corner, to do what I need to do to get ahead? Or do I have to live with integrity and say, no, I'm not taking that promotion. I'm not doing whatever. You know, I'm saying this to our Torah. Really, my heart is on my Rebbe, Rabbi Beryl Wein, and all of us. We're orphaned. I just share one cute thought with Rabbi Wein, and hopefully I can tie it in here. You know, I had just gotten married, and I'm trying to be a good husband. And every Friday in Muncie, I'd go to the store. I remember I'd buy Australmarians. I'd buy flowers for my wife. And I'd come home. And then a couple of months into this, I went to Rebbe. And I said, you know, Rebbe, I have a minute with you. I said, it's bothering me. He says, what's bothering you? He says, it's almost silly in retrospect. But I said, I'm buying these flowers every Friday. And then they go in the garbage. Wouldn't it be better if I bought my wife a safer every Friday? And then we can build up a library. We can have something. And he goes, Ellie, you're not investing in the flowers. You're investing in your marriage. And it was that moment that I said, this is my Rav. And the truth is that the more we invest, the more we invest in the things that count, the more we invest in integrity, so everything gets paid back in spades. May Hashem bless us that we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that the greatest thing you can do in life, your greatest moment, is not when you hit the home run, but you have the integrity to live by your values. May Hashem bless. Rabbi Wein should be a male Yosher for all of us. And may we live with integrity, like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Rabbi Wein, and like all of us should and could. Okay, my friends, we're going to say the Tillim now. We're going to start on Tillim, Psalm 20. Okay, let's do this with Kavana. Amnatzeach mizmar l'David, yanucha adinai v'yom sarai, tagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov, yishchach ezrecha mikadesh mitzion yisadecha, yizkar kol minchosecha v'yolosecha, yidash nesela, yitein l'cha kilvavecha v'cha asascha yimalei, niranana v'yishua secha, v'shem aleinu nigdal yimalei adinai, kol mishalo secha, Atay dati ki ashiyad inay mishicho yanin v'shen kodesho b'gvaras yeshayimino eila v'rechev ve'eila v'susim v'nachnu m'shem v'malhenu nazkir heina korol v'nafalo v'nachnu kamnim sodod adonai ashiyah malchen heinu v'yom kareinu 23, Chaf Gimel Mizma l'david adonai roi alachzar v'nois deshe yarbitzena amanei menuchot yin aleini Nafshi yishevi v'yadchini v'magli tzedek l'ma'an shemo. Kam ki elech b'gei tzomavet l'yara ki ata imadi. Shivtecho mishanta hema yinachamuni. Taroch l'fanai shochem neget zarirai. Dishanta v'shemen reishi kaisi rivaya. Ach tov v'chesi dufunu kol yomei chayai. V'shachti v'beis adonai l'arech yomim. 121. Shir Lamalo, say, say, my Elari, my Ain, Yavo Ezri. Ezri, may him Adonai, Ose, Shemayim, Varet, Al Yitay, Mamot, Raglech, Al Yanum, Shem Recha. Yine, Lo Yanum, Lo Yishon, Shem, Yisrael. Adonai, Shem Recha, Adonai, Socha, Yad, Yiminecha. Yama, Mashem, Ashur, Akecha, Verech, Balayla. Adonai, Yishmarcha, Mikora, Yishmar, Snaf, Shecha. Adonai, Yishmar, Tay, Socha, Vecha, Meta, Biad Olam. Shira Mala Simama Kim Kersiach Adinai Adinai Shema Bekoli Tienas Necha Kashuvos Bekol Tachanunai Im Abanos Ishmari Adinai Miyamod Ki Imcha Aslicha Laman Tivarei Kivik Adinai Kivisa Navshi Belibero Acholti Navshi Ladinai Mishem Laboyker Shaimrim Laboyker Yachay Yisrael Adinai Kimanai Chesed Verbei Mofidus Believe that Yisrael, Nikola Bonasav. Psalm 142. Kaf Mendes. Maskila Duda Vyasav Amarat Fila. Koli Al Denai Azav, Koli Al Denai Azchanan. Eshbach Lefanav Sikhi Tarasi Lefanav Agid. Vistatef Alai Ruchia Vataya Data Nisivasi. Barach Zu Alech Tanu Pachli. Habed yamin rei veli makir avad manos mimeni ein deresh lenafshi zati elech adinai amarti ata machti chelki beher et achayim. Hafshi ve'arinati ki dalos imor hatzileni meirot fai ki yamsu mimeni. Hoti ani mazker nafshi lodos es shemecha bi yach tiru tzadikim ki tigmal alai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael. Hanasunim batsara vashivya ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'makam yirachem aleyem yirtei mitsara levracha me'afalara umishibudagula hashtab agalaz makariv in omar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. Yishaber ha-chavashin avim yisrael v'yachiv echasloy tzabal gano Yisrael. Ranshei kochos ha-bitochen amdim ha-mashmar ha-tinu ha-lehinim v'gvo ha-lovanan. V'ad min bar mitzrayim, v'nem ha-gadol ha-bah ha-bah, v'chol makam shehen. V'ad basha b'avir ha-yam yitena sa-vein ha-tam ha-lehim negafim l'fneihem.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar Yatzel Chaynim Uchal Tzar V'tukom Naga Machala V'shalach Baruch Hu Yatzel V'chol Ma'ase Yadayim Yadbar Sonein Tachtim V'atrim V'kaz Yishua U'v'atar Yatzin Dachan Yikam Ma'em HaKasub Ki Adonai Leichem Aleichem Lechem 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 Mishaberach for the Shvuyim. Mishaberach Abosenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Yosef Moshe V'Aron David U'Shlomo V'Yirech V'Yishmar V'Yisrael Nedrech Tzva Hagana Yisrael Shvoyei V'Eskol Achenu Hanusum Mitzara V'Shivya V'Avur Shakach O'ol Hazeh Mispalo V'Avara Makadosh Baruch Yimal Rachamim Aleihem V'Yatei Mechoshech V'Tzal Mabes U'Moshrasem Nakeik U'Mitzukasem Yoshiyem Yishivei Meher Lachik Mimishbechotayhem, Yodu, Amai Chasam, Allah Sav, Amai Adam, Vikamem, Akashal Gosuf, Ufte Adonai Yeshuvah, Nevotim, Rina, Vesimcha Salam Arsham, Sasam, Vesimcha, Yasidu, Vanosu, Agam, Yanacha, Vino Mar, Amen. Mishaberach, Precholam. Mishaberach, Abosenu, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Varon, David, Shlomo, Yirech, Rapes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimar Achimah Olav Achimah Lapatol Achazatol Achazatol Vishlach Lahem Erev Hu Hashem and Hashem Varech Vav Shavizah Vitzav Shar Chal Yishol Fuaz and Ever Shavuot Hagov Hashul Uzman Karib and Omar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Karnfogel. And this worked out really perfectly, even though Rebecca booked it in advance. We dedicated yesterday's call in Rabbi Wein's memory and to have one of his Talmidim, still during the Shiva to speak and to quote Rebbe and to do so in his memory, should be an aliyah for his neshama, and we should continue to spread all the incredible Torah that he brought into this world and touch so many people in such a positive way. And so, really kibbutz to have you on, and we look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the Yirtzeh Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Even during these difficult times, remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.